It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, a team of engineers from Carnegie Mellon University has developed a robot that can pick blueberries, and now their creation is being recognized by agricultural company NatureRipe. The CMU robot has been named as a semi-finalist in the Blue Challenge competition, where contestants were charged with finding a better way to pick berries, which are now harvested by hand. Drone deliveries could soon be flying into your neighborhood. The governor of Nevada has announced the first successful residential drone delivery of a package to a vacant home this month. Flirty, the company that programmed the drone, says it flew about a half mile to its intended target using GPS. The package included bottled water, food, and a first aid kit. This week, the Tech Report takes a look at the new ways eye-tracking technology is helping children with disabilities and may soon shake up the world of video gaming. Imagine waking up one day and discovering you can no longer speak. It's not a nightmare, but a reality for hundreds of thousands of stroke patients and those with degenerative diseases like ALS. But a Pittsburgh-based company is working to create new channels for communication.
AAC stands for Augmentative and Alternative Communication, and that's what we call the devices that we make for people who can't speak.
That's Bob Cunningham, Director of Products and Development for Tobii Dynavox. For years, his mission has been to make it possible for nonverbal patients to speak with computer-assisted voice technology. Now he's working on ways to adapt these devices for young children and improve efficiency and clarity for adults like Rosemary Akers.
The machine has helped me to communicate with others who might help me with getting the medicine and getting the staff for assistance with bathing and suction.
Akers' disease has robbed her of more than her speech. She also cannot move her hands, so instead she operates her Tobii Dynavox device visually with technology called eye tracking. Her caregiver, Dee Cassidy, explains it's a lot like text messaging with the eyes.
And then she just looks at each letter of the alphabet or on her phrases and gazes upon it, and there's a red dot. And then it appears up in the white box.
So she can program certain phrases that she might say regularly, like, good morning.
Yes, she can.
Basically, the way it works is it bounces IR light off of your eye and catches the angle of the reflection, and through that can tell where you're looking on a screen. And, you know, there's a lot of uses for that. We've just, Tobii has just teamed up with several game manufacturers to introduce that kind of interaction in video games. So now, instead of having to steer the character left and right, I can just look left and right, and all of a sudden I feel much more immersed in the game.
Eye tracking for fun isn't that far-fetched when you consider the technology is already being used to teach children, even toddlers, how to communicate using pictures, shapes, and numbers. Programmers hope these games will help children with autism or other conditions learn to speak for themselves.
We're working with local researchers at Penn State University, and they have been working with kids, the youngest kids, and they find that if they start working with kids at 6 months, 9 months, a year, that those kids go through a typical language development.
I can't even begin to express what a miracle this machine is.
That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.